You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? Welcome. Welcome to a brand new day and a brand new show, The Breakfast Show, with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Lovely to be with you, as I said, as lovely to be with you any morning, really, if you've just woken up and your little eyes are open. Yes, it is Tuesday. It is the 25th of October. Let's take a look. A few things relevant to the date, and it is Armed Forces Day today being celebrated in Romania. Customs Officers Day in Russia, Day of Basque Country, being celebrated in the Basque Country. A Retrocession Day in Taiwan, Sovereignty Day in Slovenia, and the last one for now in Grenada. They're celebrating their Thanksgiving Day.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Baby, you know it. You know it.
Come on.
Creep.
yes indeed. Cream in your coffee this morning. From Prince and his backing band there, the new Power Generation, released as the second single. That was off of his 13th studio album, which was Diamonds and Pearls in 1991. In a 2004 MTV special, Prince actually joked that he wrote the song while looking at himself in the mirror. If I was to write a song about me looking at myself in the mirror, especially first thing in the morning, I mean, I guess this time of the year is just about right. Halloween. It's a real horror story, you know. Could break all the mirrors in the house. That's supposed to be bad luck. Misha Paris on The Breakfast Show. I never felt like this before.
Jerry D.
That's it. That is Let Her Cry, and that comes from Hootie and the Blowfish. And that was, if I remember rightly, December 1994 when that came out. Second single off of their debut album. Not a bad start, is it? A cracked rear view. And became top 10 hit in Australia, Canada, Iceland and the United States. Also, by the way, received the Grammy Award for Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocals in 1996. Right, let's take a look at the time. Oh, we're about 20, coming for 25 seconds after the hour of 6 o'clock, which means it's this time. You all ready? By the way, starting next month, you're going to be showering an hour later. You can have an extra hour in bed next month. Tell you more about that later on. What have we got for you? Oh, yes. Sway. Mucho Mambo. Comes from Sharp. Oh, there we go. Oh, and I tell you, well, you're still in the shower, aren't you? There we go. That's it. That was, as I said, Shaft and Mucho Mambo and Sway. Brilliant version of Sway, that one. Right. That's it. How we got? Now you can turn the water off. Thank you very much. If you are keeping eye on the time, we're about 19 and a half minutes. That is after the hour of 6 o'clock. And I'm going to be with you right through till 10 o'clock this morning. So hope that you can hang around for as long as possible. Right, I'm going to take a little bit of advice from Maya Pollock and, well, stop talking.
I generally don't like to talk about the idiosyncrasies of an obvious talking about that.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
That lady's name is Tracy Spencer, and that was This House. And you're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And just to let you know what we've got coming up later on today, in the last hour of this morning's program, we're going to be talking about the Mac Museum. Yes, we've got somebody coming in, and we're going to be talking about that. That's in the last hour of this morning's program. Apart from that, it's you, me, and the music this morning, going right through till 10 o'clock. In just a few seconds, we're going to be looking at some of the local news stories, which we'll look at in more detail at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Al que manda. El metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 AM hasta las 11 PM. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
And yes, you are listening to The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. We're just coming to 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. So we're going to take a look at some of the local news that we'll be looking at a little bit more detail later on. We're going to start off with the Third Liquidation Court. They have set for the 31st of October the preliminary hearing for former President Ricardo Martinelli for alleged money laundering through the purchase of the Panama America publisher IPASA by the new business company, and called another 20 people to trial. Through a resolution issued on the 21st of October, the third judge to liquidate criminal cases, Paloisa Martinez, decided to set the preliminary hearing for Martinelli on the 30th of October, and with an alternate date of the 29th of November. In the case of former President Martinelli, the court had ordered the procedural rupture or break after his lawyers, during a hearing held last January, argued that he was protected by electoral criminal jurisdiction as a result of the internal elections of the Realizing Goals Party, the RM, of which he is president. However, after a petition filed by Judge Martinez, the Tribunal Electoral lifted the former president's electoral criminal jurisdiction, which opened the door for the case to continue. And the plenary session of the Electoral Tribunal reported on Monday that it decided to temporarily suspend the use of the app that had been enabled to collect signatures for free candidates due to the irregularities reported by those who use the system. In a press conference, the Tribunal Electoral Magistrate Heriberto Arruz, President Eduardo Valdez Escofri, and Alfredo Junca gave details of the decision taken, anticipating that the suspension of the application is from, in fact, today, the 25th of October. It was also reported that the process of collecting signatures for the free application will continue with the rest of the tools that Tribunal Electoral enabled, such as the User Service Center, the self-service kiosks, and the regional district offices of the entity for face-to-face signatures. In addition, mobile books for remote regions that do not have internet, you can sign there. The case of financial aid granted by the Institute for the Training and Use of Human Resources, IFARU, arrived on Monday, and the Accounts Protector's Office, the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information, and the Public Ministry. This occurred after lawyers Ernesto Cedeño and Abdiel González Tejera filed three legal actions seeking to clarify how these benefits are granted. Cedeño went early on Monday to the Accounts Prosecutor's Office to request an audit of the management of the economic and funds delivered by the IFARU and to establish whether the process for their adjudication was in accordance with the law. He explained that in this case the important thing is to know if the funds were used correctly. Later, Cedeno went to ANTAI in order to establish whether the actions of the officials who delivered the financial aid adhered to the spirit that led to the creation of this figure, which is to give financial aid to students who do not have resources to study. Parallel to these actions, workers from the single construction and similar union Suntrax carried out a picketing at the Ifaru headquarters demanding the resignation of Director Meneses. Panamanian scientists carry out the inter-institutional and multi-sectoral research project Safety of COVID-19 Vaccines Applied in Panama, which consists of an observational study to actively and systematically monitor adverse effects that could occur from the day of the application of the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and for up to 1 year. It was explained that this tool consists of a virtual assistant and omni-channel monitoring, for instance, WhatsApp, Facebook, Messenger, Web, Twitter, and phone calls, depending on the technology that each person has or is more familiar with. You will work with the automated and personalized attention 24/7 and 365 days of the year. Data from the Ministry of Health show that in Panama from January the 21st of 2021 to October the 17th of 2022, a total of 8,653,344 doses against COVID-19 had been applied. The administration of the Tocumen International Airport reported on Monday that it plans to mobilize some 52,250 passengers for 11 days on the, this is over the national holidays. According to Tocumen SA, between October the 28th and November the 7th, on the occasion of the celebration of the national holidays, it is expected to mobilize some 4,750 passengers daily, either by entering or leaving the country to different international destinations. Estimates indicate that November the 2nd will be the busiest day with 5,310 outgoing passengers, while for the return to the country, the flow will increase on November the 6th with 8,413 passengers, the entity reported. We noticed, got more coming back than we got going. Interesting. Right time on the Breakfast Show, 25 minutes, and that is before the hour of 7 o'clock.
God gave me the sunshine and showed me my lifeline. I was told it was all mine, then I got laid on the ley line. What a day, and yeah, Jesus really died for me. And Jesus really tried for me. UK and entropy, I feel like a sucker me. Wanna feed up the energy, love living like a deity. Want a day. Jesus really died for me. I guess Jesus really tried for me. Bodies in the Bodhi tree, bodies making chemistry, bodies of my family, bodies in the way of me, bodies in the cemetery, and that's the way it's gonna be. All we
bodies of my family, bodies in the way of me, bodies in the cemetery, bodies in the floating tree, bodies making chemistry, bodies of my family, bodies in the way of me, bodies in the cemetery, and that's the way it's gonna be.
But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Go the Beach Boys and God Only Knows. And before that, it was one of those, another one of those tracks off of Robbie Williams' new album, which is, say, 25 is what it's called in Roman numerals. And that was a rendition of Bodies. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just making our way to, well, about, oh, coming down to 18 and a half minutes before 7 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show.
My baby love.
This is called It Must Have Been Love by Roxette. Right, today's date. By the way, if you just joined us, a very good morning to you. We're just coming up for 14 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, and it is the 25th of October. And relevant to today's date, the 25th, we've got, if we go back to the year 1616, we've got Dutch Sea Captain Dirk Hartog makes second recorded landfall. Landfall by a European on Australian soil, and the latter named Dirk Hartog Island off of the West Australian coast. 1760, George III took the British throne after the death of King George II, his grandfather. 1828, the St. Catherine docks opened in London, and in 1861, the Toronto Stock Exchange, that is created on this day. On the Breakfast Show, this is the Bellamy Brothers. Crossfire.
Sleep. Some nights just don't show. When you pushed and life won't go. Your dreams get lost in your sorrows. Try to watch TV, take a drive out to the sea. You might break down, but you can't break free. Standing in a crossfire, hanging from a live wire, reaching for a lost smile, and hiding in the web. Standing in a crossfire. They photograph your mind and leave a trace of her love and time. At night, you live a smoky path, try to break the spell she casts. You start out first, but you end up last. Standing in a crossfire, hanging from a live wire.
Hi, this is Jerry D from The Breakfast Show, and I want to share with you a change that will take place from the 7th of November. As you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, we changed our program start time to 6 a.m. from 7 a.m. Well, from Monday, the 7th of November, we will be going back to our 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. timing. The content of the program will change very little, and we will still be there to start your day The Breakfast Show way.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Stephanie DeSykes, born with a smile on her face. I tell you what. Shh.
There's a kind of hush all over the world. Tonight, all over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what I mean? Just the two of us and nobody else in sight. There's nobody else, and I'm feeling good, just holding you tight. So listen very carefully, closer now, and you will see what I mean. It isn't a dream. The only sound forever and ever. There's a kind of
There we go, that's a kind of hush. Herman's Hermits. A couple of good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou, of course, and to Paul over there in the United Kingdom, who asked if we could play Ruby Tuesday.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost at such a cost.
Listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imuento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431-0419.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Hello. Les saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataSurf tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Great to have you with us this morning here on this morning's breakfast show, 25th of October. If you just joined us, hi. Right, let's take a look at some of the international news headlines for today. Russia's Defense Ministry said on Monday that it had prepared its forces to work in conditions of radioactive contamination. This is after Moscow accused Ukraine of planning to detonate a dirty bomb, something that Kiev has strongly denied. After weeks of rising international tension following threats by President Vladimir Putin to defend Russia's territorial integrity with nuclear weapons, it was the first concrete statement from Moscow of a change in its forces' state of preparedness. Russia doubled down on a warning that Ukraine is preparing to use a dirty bomb on its own territory, an assertion dismissed by the West and Kiev as false and was expected to bring the issue to the UN Security Council later on Tuesday. Moscow sent a letter detailing its allegations about Kiev to the United Nations late on Monday, and diplomats said that Russia planned to raise the issue at a closed meeting with the Security Council on Tuesday. Iran will not remain indifferent if it is proven that its drones are being used by Russia in the Ukraine war, the Iranian foreign minister said on Monday, amid allegations that the Islamic Republic has supplied drones to Moscow to attack Ukraine. If it's proven to us that Iranian drones are being used in the Ukraine war against people, we should not remain indifferent, state media called cited Hossein Amir Adob Abulihan as saying. Rishi Sunak will face one of the greatest challenges of any new leader when he becomes British Prime Minister on Tuesday, needing to tackle a mounting economic crisis, a warring political party, and a deeply divided country. The 42-year-old former hedge fund boss becomes Britain's third Prime Minister in less than 2 months, seeking to bring an end to the infighting and feuding at Westminster that has horrified investors and alarmed international allies. In a country where events are planned to minute detail and politics is cloaked in secrecy, former President Hu Jintao's dramatic escorted exit from the closing of the Communist Party Congress sent speculation among China watchers into overdrive. As per tradition, Hu, 79, had been seated on Saturday to the left of his successor, Xi Jinping, who was in the process of securing a third leadership term that was confirmed on Sunday. Messaging app WhatsApp was starting to come back online at 0900 GMT, and the company said the issue has been fixed. This was after users across the world reported problems earlier on Tuesday. At around 7:50 GMT, outage reporting site Down Detector had shown over 68,000 users had reported problems with the app in the United Kingdom. Problems were also reported by 19,000 people in Singapore. We know that people had trouble sending messages on WhatsApp today. We have fixed the issue and apologize for any inconvenience, a spokesperson for WhatsApp parent company Meta Platforms said. The company did not disclose the reason for the outage. And a former United States military pilot and flight instructor who worked in China was arrested in Australia and faces extradition to the United States, Australian court documents and company records have shown. Australian Federal Police arrested Daniel Edmund Dugan, 54 years of age, on Friday in the rural town of Orange in New South Wales. and he appeared in court there on the same day. Now, court records show, and two police sources and his lawyer has confirmed, well, Dugan's next court appearance will now be in Sydney in November to consider any bail application. Details of the US arrest warrant and the charges he faces are sealed. That's it. Some of the headlines in the international news for this morning here on the Breakfast Show. One interesting point, of course, with the this issue now with Ukraine, which is sort of being kicked up a notch, and the fact that Russia is now saying that the Iranians are going to drop a dirty bomb on their own territory. How come the Russians have been moving people and their troops out of Kherson for about the last month? I wonder why. ABC and When Smokey Sings. And there we go. The time on the Breakfast Show, 11 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. And tell you, just by the way, I want to know quickly about the weather, because we'll be looking at the weather in about 10 minutes or so. Looking at the studio window, it's not too bad. There's cloud, but there's plenty of breaks in it. So I think we're going to be seeing some sunshine.
The tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
On a Friday morning, I'm
There we go, two in a row for you. That one, the Guillemots there, and Train to Brazil. And before that, we had the World Party and a Ship of Fools. Time on the Breakfast Show. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a look and see what the weather is doing for today. We're going to start off with our forecast. And over there in the province of Colón, Costa Arriba, we're looking at temperature-wise, 28 degrees Celsius being the maximum, and 23 degrees being the minimum. 34 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, with 85% relative humidity. During the course of this morning, isolated showers, isolated rains and thunderstorms, and tonight, isolated rains and thunderstorms. Now, taking a move over to West Panama, 18 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum, 22 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and 84% relative humidity, partially cloudy. Now this afternoon, rain with thunderstorms, and tonight, partially cloudy. Now let's take a wander up to the metropolitan area, shall we? We're looking at 29 degrees being the maximum temperature for today, 22, the minimum, 35 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, relative humidity the same at 84%. Partially cloudy, I can vouch for that. The sun will be peeping through in a little while. You can see all the gaps in the cloud. So partially cloudy this morning, this afternoon, rain and thunderstorms, and tonight, rain and thunderstorms. Now let's take a look at the Gulf of Panama, and we're looking temperature-wise, not too bad actually, maximum temperatures just 27 degrees Celsius, with 24 being the minimum, 34 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and 96% the relative humidity. The humidity's right up there, isn't it? Might feel a little bit sticky. Isolated rains with thunderstorms during the course of the morning, the afternoon, and tonight. It's consistent. Now, there we go. That's the forecast. Let's take a look, shall we? Maritime conditions. And we're going to start off with the tide, starting on the Pacific. High tide was the first one, was at 3:18 this morning, and it was a 5-metre tide. Low tide will be at 9:43 this morning, 0.15 of a metre. High tide again, 3:42 in the afternoon, 4.91 metres. And the last low tide, that is going to be just before 10 o'clock tonight, at 9:57.24 of a metre. On the Caribbean, high tide, that was at 12:23 this morning, the first one, 0.12 of a metre. Low tide will be at, was at 4:11 this morning, and that was 0.09 of a metre. High tide, that'll be at 12:14 after midday, 12:14 this afternoon, 0.34 of a metre. And the last low tide, 8:36 tonight, 0.03 of a meter. So there we go. There are your tides. Now the actual sea conditions. We're starting off at the on the Caribbean side, and we're looking at very light winds, just 5 to 15 kilometers an hour, coming from the southwest in the morning. And waves, if you're boarding, it's a good time to do it. 1 foot the waves. In the afternoon, good conditions are continuing. No change in the waves, just 1 foot. No change in the wind speed, 5 to 15 kilometres an hour. Direction, though, will be from the west in the afternoon. On the Pacific, good conditions for this morning. Same wind speed, 5 to 15 kilometres an hour, coming from the south-southwest in the morning here on the Pacific side, and waves at 2 feet. In the afternoon, again, good conditions continuing. No change in the wind speed, 5 to 15 kilometres an hour, west-southwest in the direction, in the wind direction, west-southwest, and waves at 2 feet. So either side, if you're boarding today, it's not going to be too bad, is it? I just was thinking to myself, I mean, the weather's the state, it was very unexciting, really, wasn't it? Right, back to the music.
You're in shame. Sorrow in your eyes. How I hate to see you like this. There is no way you can deny it. I can see that you're all so sad, so quiet. Chiquitita, tell me the truth. I'm a shoulder you can cry on. Your best friend, a
Chiquitita, you and I know.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
¡Cuidado, te caes! ¡Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor!
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes. pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas, miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataSurf tiene para ti en impresoras HP, todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And you are watching the time, or if you are watching the time, it is exactly half past the hour of 7 o'clock as we make our way now towards the 8 o'clock hour. European stocks rose in early trading on Tuesday as investors took confidence from signs that the US Federal Reserve could slow down its rate increases, although concern about China's economy still weighed on Asian markets. Asian equities struggled to make gains due to the uncertainty over whether Xi Jinping's new leadership team would prioritize economic growth. China's onshore yuan finished the domestic session with its weakest close since late 2007. European stock indices opened higher, with the Stoxx 600 up 0.4% at 809 GMT. The MSCI World Equity Index, which tracks shares in 47 countries, was up 0.1% on the day. And MSCI's main European index hit a five-year high, up 0.8% on the day. US business activity concentrated for a fourth straight month. Data on Monday showed, suggesting that the Fed's rate increases have softened the economy, which in turn raised hopes that the central bank could begin slowing the pace of the hikes. Now, the expected peak for Fed rates has edged down to around 4.93% from above 5% early last week. Economists polled by Reuters said that the central bank should not pause until inflation falls to around half its current level. Britain's financial watchdog has proposed new rules from 2024 for funds and their managers to prevent consumers being misled by what they call greenwashing or exaggerated claims regarding environmentally friendly investments. Trillions of dollars have flowed globally into investments touting their environmental, social and governance credentials. But rules on what constitutes ESG, which is environmental, social and governance, ESG, are patchy. The market for UK-listed responsible investment funds grew 64% in 2021 to reach £79 billion. That's around about $89.34 billion, the Financial Conduct Authority has said. Tightening markets for liquefied natural gas, LNG, worldwide, and major oil producers cutting supply have put the world in the middle of the first truly global energy crisis, according to the head of the International Energy Agency on Tuesday. Rising imports of LNG to Europe amid the Ukraine crisis and a potential rebound in Chinese appetite for the fuel will tighten the market, as only 20 billion cubic meters of new LNG capacity will come to market next year, IEA Executive Director Faith Birol said during the Singapore International Energy Week. And oil prices fell by more than a dollar per barrel on Tuesday as bearish economic data from key global economies heightened demand fears. International benchmark Brent crude futures fell by $1.14 to $92.12 per barrel. That was by 9:23 GMT today, after easing 0.3% in the previous session. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude futures for December delivery fell by $1.01 to $83.50 per barrel. $83.57 per barrel after a previous decline of 0.6%. Apple Inc. is cutting back production of iPhone 14 Plus and is increasing the output of the more expensive iPhone 14 Pro due to lukewarm demand, market research firm TrendForce said on Tuesday. The share of more expensive iPhone 14 Pro series has increased to 60% of the total output from the initially planned 50%, and could rise to 65% in the future, the report said. Apple did not immediately respond to Reuters' request for a comment. And lastly, German sporting goods maker Adidas, they plan to end their partnership with Kanye West following a rash of offensive behavior from the American rapper and designer, Bloomberg News said on Tuesday, citing people familiar with the matter. Adidas may announce the move as early as Tuesday, the report added. Oh well, they're ending their partnership with Kanye West. I could do with a new pair of Adidas, and you know, if you want, it's, I don't mind. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're 25 exactly minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the Breakfast Show.
I'm in love with the girl that I'm talking about. I'm in love with the girl I can't live without. I'm in love, but I sure picked a bad time to be in love.
There here on this morning's Breakfast Show, 22 minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And let me see what we got for you. Oh, I tell you what, let me just remind you. Coming up later on in this morning's program, in the last hour, we have got the Executive Director, Maria Lucia Alemán, from the Mac Museum coming in to talk to us for the all about the 2022 edition of the, and this is the annual auction. And they want to they're celebrating the institution's 60th anniversary. So we're going to be chatting all about that. That's with the Executive Director, Maria Lucia Alemán, from the Mac Museum, later on this morning. Right now, we've got a couple of... I tell you, by the way, that Grand Funk song? I forgot to tell you, didn't I? Bad time. Now, let's see. Oh, To Be In Love, that's in brackets. Now, let's see. What have we got? I've got a couple of requests for you. And we're going to start off with Mary Lou this morning. She says, good day, everybody. Today is a sun eclipse. Oh, I didn't realise that. She says, but not sure if it's going to be visible here in Panama. I hope everybody has a great day. You asked if I could please play Hello Trouble from Buck Owens.
Woke up this morning, happy as could be. Looked out my window, and what did I see? I'm coming up my sidewalk, just as plain as day.
Well, here come trouble that I never thought I'd see when you went away. Hello, trouble. Come on in. You talk about heartaches. Where in the world you been? I ain't had the misery since you've been gone. Hello, trouble, 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 welcome home. Pot of coffee, and you can rest your shoes. You can tell me them sweet lies, and I'll listen to you. For I'm just a little part of all the life you've lived. But I'd rather have a little bit of trouble than to never know the love you give. Hello, trouble. Come on in. You talk about heartaches. Where in the world you been? I ain't had the misery since you've been gone. Hello, trouble, 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 welcome home.
Oh, there you are, trouble. Oh, welcome home. Right, another request. Let's go over to our everyday story of people that are living in Greece. Yep, Renee and Rick, they go over there, yeah. We've got Ingrid, who's in the country. Now we've got our everyday story from Greece. And Renee says this morning, good morning, crossing my fingers, taking Rick to see the house I saw yesterday. Hopefully he gives it an A-OK. Oh, well, let's keep our fingers crossed. If he doesn't, you can always come back here. I mean, just leave him. Yeah, just, you know, come back. You're welcome. Could you please play Steve Miller? Steve Miller Band, Fly Like an Angel. Fly Like an Eagle. You're an angel. Time on the Breakfast Show, 18 minutes before 8 o'clock.
Slipping.
There we go. That's for Renee this morning, and the Steve Miller Band, Fly Like an Angel. And she says to me, I'd imagine Rick might be a little sad if I left him here. Well, guess what? You've got a bargaining chip then, really, haven't you? You do like the house, don't you, Rick? That is extreme and wholehearted. Right, the time on The Breakfast Show, keep in mind time, 12 minutes before 8 o'clock. And we played that song, didn't we, for Mary Lou, the one about getting into to trouble. Yeah, the one by Buck Owens, Hello Trouble. She says, he says, I had a friend a long time ago who used to call me Trouble. Why? Are we not surprised? Here's Lynyrd Skynyrd. This is probably more like it. Double trouble. 11 times out of the bus, 11 times I've been to jail. Some of the times I've been there, nobody can go my best. But it seems to me, Lord, that this old boy is all fit. Those men that dress in blue never done for right by me. Some of the times I was in a song, does it feel so now I want to know, waiting for after you.
Tell the truth,
there we go. That's very late this morning as well. I'll give her that one. Double Trouble from Lynyrd Skynyrd. And time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time. We are making our way to 8 minutes. Well, we're 8.5 minutes. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock. We do take a look at some of the local news for you at the top of the hour. We'll be checking in with Ingrid in this next hour, also with Yasmin, because in the last hour we got the executive director. This is Maria Lucia Aleman from the Mac Museum coming in to chat with us about their auction and celebrating their anniversary as well. And oh yes, just something to tell you about, because we're going to be having a little change. Yep, we're going to be in November. This is on the 7th of November, Monday the 7th of November. We're changing our time back to what it was before the pandemic. We did change it for the pandemic from 6 till 10. And on the 7th of November, we're going to be going back to, 7 till 10, I've got to think for a minute, because I was thinking 6 is when I'll have to get up, because I was just thinking about it this morning, because it was actually getting light at 6 o'clock, which would be rather nice. Lean On Me from Bill Withers. does go on. He does go on, doesn't he? Bill Withers and Lean On Me.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Bring us up to the top of the hour. That's Marvin Gaye and What's Happening, Brother. Detroit Mix. Time on the Breakfast Show to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Dan Del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep.
Sinead O'Connor and Nothing Compares. Right, time on the breakfast show, 17 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. A couple of things, firstly, to remind you, of course, today is the day for Caravana. Yep, it's actually on today, so don't forget that. It starts at midday, goes till until 9 o'clock tonight. And now, you've got to remember that it is an entrance fee of $3, which is very generous. It's on the ninth story of Multicentro this time, which is, you know, next to the Hard Rock Multicentro, if you, or what they call it now, Megapolis Outlets, I think it is. Go to, there's a conference centre on the top. That's what you've got to be looking for. And that's on the ninth floor, if I remember rightly. Ninth floor of Multicentro. So do pop along, Caravana. I shall be popping along later on today, just have a little nose round, see how it's all going. Because normally, you know, we sort of have it, don't we, as a Lapper and a place like that. So today, this time, they're having a change. First one, of course, since the pandemic. So it's going to be nice. So do pop along and give a little bit of hand to that Caravana. And also, by the way, remember, great food and drink there as well. Unfortunately, I'm going to go after I've got a lunch appointment. Never mind. But I'll still probably manage to do it. So there are Caravana today. Starts at midday, goes through till 9 o'clock tonight. And a very good morning to Carol. Carol Henson will drop me a little line to remind me about that. Also, let's say a very good morning to Felipe. Good morning to you. He says, good morning, Jerry. Blessings for all the team. Thank you very much. Wonder if you could play. It's a song from Journey called Faithfully.
Loving the music, man, ain't always what it's supposed to be.
Oh, I tell you what, there we go. That's a lovely one, isn't it? Journey and Faithfully there, and that is for Senor Felipe this morning. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're just making our way to 24 minutes right now, and that is after the hour of 8 o'clock, of course, if you are keeping an eye on the time. And I tell you what, Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, sent me an amazing picture this morning. It's what they're doing for Halloween. At their house there in Al Valle. And it's amazing. There's like sort of spiders on a white thing, and there's all sorts of things there. And there's even somebody just going to hang themselves from a washing line, which is rather interesting. But anyway, let's see if we can get Ingrid on the line, shall we?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it was been a busy 2 days getting these decorations up. Ooh, I've been climbing up and down ladders, and my hoochie-coochie's telling me, you need to take a relaxation pill, like a little muscle relaxer. Yeah, that's what you need. Yeah, it's been busy. We've been getting up and down, getting those things going, testing everything. The cook has been an amazing designer. We're just waiting now for the Aussie to finish up a couple of things, and we have a test night. Friday night is a little private showing, and Saturday we are celebrating Beggar's Night. Beggar's Night, that's what it's called. Yes, the Beggar's Night, where the children go around and they beg for candy. If you don't give them candy, they give you a trick. So you better give them a treat. On a lesser happy note, we lost Leslie Jordan last night to a car accident after having a medical event. I had started following him during the pandemic, and he was inspirational to me in many ways because he was doing short little tidbits on Instagram, and I was following him and learning a lot on how he paced himself and how he utilized his, you know, he'd say, oh, hello there, fellow hunker downers, and well, beep, how y'all doing? He was just a wonderful man and enjoyed his humor and his talent for many years. Sorry to have seen him go. But he did give me a good lesson about Instagram and about posting and whatnot. If you're not having fun, your audience is not having fun. And I sure hope my audience, well, it's not my audience, it's Jerry's audience. Pardon me, Jerry, I hope your audience is having fun. Because I'll tell you, we sure have fun. Out here in the hinterlands, what we call the El Valle, the Outback, we have a lot of product right now. We have bananas on the floor, we've got plantains. I got to cut them and fry them up and eat them, nummy, 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 nummy. Lots to do. And keep decorating until we're ready for the Samhain Halloween's night. All right, it is Tuesday. It is already kind of wet and soggy. We had all-night rain last night. I'm surprised we don't have a piscina in the backyard. All right, you all be safe until Halloween and then be scared. And back to you in the studio.
That was the Horror Pops, and it was called Walk Like a Zombie. And a big thanks to Ingrid and the cook out there, and of course the Australian as well. They're obviously having a great time out there getting ready. I love that picture. Yes, a bit sad. Somebody on the picture climbing up the ladder to, I guess, hang themselves from the washing line. Never mind. Come on. Fun, by the way, Ingrid, we do not do fun. Fun costs extra. Definitely don't do fun. I could pretend to be a train. I found this, look. Wish I could fit that to my car. Anyway, time on the Breakfast Show. We're 29 minutes right now before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you are keeping an eye on the time, this is Paul Heaton and Jackie Abbott. I love it. Who built the pyramids is what it's called. I think it was the Egyptians.
Took our hearts and broke them. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, two in a row. We started off, as I mentioned, that was the one by Paul Heaton and Jackie, and Who Built the Pyramids? Egyptians did, of course. It's a great song, a great album. It's just a new album out by them. And following on, that's The Tower of Power and Addicted to You. And talking about that, good morning, yes.
Hello, good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Yes, happy day, happy day. How was your day yesterday? Because you went off to convention type thingy.
Mm-hmm. I was at the Windham.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yes, that was the first national symposium called Rethink Plastic.
Okay.
And that was towards comprehensive management to reduce plastic pollution. And plastic represents 85% of the waste that reaches the oceans, and its volumes will triple by 2040, with irreversible consequences for health, economy, biodiversity, and climate. So this is very well organized by Audubon Panama and Audubon Americas, and it ends today because it's 2 days.
Oh, okay.
Workshops, mm-hmm, and talks and everything. It's very interesting.
You know what the new plastic is, don't you?
Which one?
Masks.
Masks? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all mm-hmm these colors, they're all in the sea. And I mean, the mask itself is not so bad, but you end up with the loop, the rubber loop, you know, the plastic mm-hmm loop, mm-hmm, the stretchable thing.
Yeah.
And because that doesn't deteriorate. So, mm-hmm,
but yesterday there were like 3 or 4 companies who are already building furniture with plastic.
Oh, wonderful, yeah.
Yes, with trash, I mean, mm-hmm, that they find plastic. So, and they are very nice. I love them.
Oh, yeah, no, mm-hmm, and they'll last forever.
Exactly, yes, and they look beautiful. They can do different designs.
Actually, it's so a good point, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not like a boring design, you know. They can do different designs and different colors, and they look very nice.
No, because that's a big plus in a number of ways, because it's using plastic.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get a furniture which is going to be very durable.
Mm-hmm.
And also, they don't have to cut down the trees to make wooden furniture.
Exactly, yeah.
So that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. I'd like to, where do they sort of show these or sell them, the plastic furniture?
I got some contacts.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm going to start following them on Instagram.
Oh, wonderful, yeah.
Yeah, because they are very nice.
Oh, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Oh, that's so
good
fun.
Job.
Yeah, because I was watching sort of some videos on YouTube last night, and they were showing, I don't know if you ever watched them, they show lots of little clips of the good things that people do, but when animals come to people, mm-hmm, to ask for help.
Oh, yeah.
And they're really cute.
Mm-hmm.
And so many times you see that, you know, people rescuing turtles and dolphins and from all this crap that's in the ocean,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Yeah. So. Yeah, the last video I saw, it was an elephant.
Oh, yeah.
A huge mom, and she was trying to get the attention of the people who were in a road,
mm-hmm,
because her baby was in a hole. It was in a big hole near their area.
Yeah.
And you know, at the beginning, people were like, "What? What does she want?"
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm,
somebody got it, and they helped the baby, and that was so nice.
Oh yeah, and it's funny because also there's there was one I was watching. There was like an elk, you know, which was actually stuck right down in the mud,
mm-hmm,
and the people, when they dug it out, they got it out and sort of thing, and then its friend or its mate, mm-hmm, was standing watching some, you know, bit of distance away.
Uh-huh.
So when it came out, it ran off to its mate.
Oh.
And they didn't just run away, they just sort of looked back,
mm-hmm,
for a while as if to say thank you.
Oh.
And then went off. I mean, it's, you know, we don't understand these animals enough.
Yes, exactly. And it's a sweet experience, you know.
Isn't it? It's really nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really nice. And also, you know, got a handy, because we hear so many things that, bad things that people do.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of good people out there.
Yes, exactly.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, so I reckon I rescued Lala, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She thanks me by biting the wife.
Oh, no.
I hope she's not listening. Both of them. So that was really, there's some really nice, if you want to, You're right, he's coming for his coffee. We've got, go and watch some because they're really quite heartwarming.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you feel good, makes you fuzzy inside.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go and rescue something.
Yes, exactly.
So I'm going to rescue you, Yasmin.
We just have to pay attention to nature, you know.
Yeah, before it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're losing an awful lot of species right now. That was one of the frightening things,
mm-hmm.
you know, that came out not so long ago. And I said that, you know, to me, that is more frightening than the wars and everything else that is going on. And, you know, climate change is part of it, but also, you know, us destroying the forests and, you know, putting in more and more agricultural land.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only for one reason.
Mm-hmm.
We've got too many people.
Exactly.
Mm.
And people that doesn't care about
and people that, absolutely.
Nature and mm-hmm. earth and, you know, mm-hmm. everything. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Well, it's not depressing at all, is it, really?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll go and join that lady that was going to jump off the ladder on the fishing line, the washing line.
Yeah.
So what else is happening? And so you're off again today somewhere?
Today is another event organized mm-hmm. by ANCON.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's also about environment. It's at Santa Maria
mm-hmm.
Hotel.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we'll see.
Where's the Santa Maria Hotel? Which one's that?
It's close to Costa del Este.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm mm-hmm. with you. Out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because I thought you said ANCON.
No, it's organized by ANCON.
Oh, organized by ANCON.
Uh-huh.
Ah, I see what you mean.
Fundación Trenco.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, that's good. Oh, so you do have a busy life, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And this is very important, you know?
Of course, mm-hmm. absolutely. So you're going to tell us all about that tomorrow.
Exactly.
All right, well, look, have a good Tuesday.
Thank you. All right. You and everyone.
And, you were telling me earlier on, Ian's doing well with his saxophone.
Oh, yeah.
That's super cool.
Yes, yeah. Learning new songs.
I'm looking forward to seeing him in a jazz band.
Mm-hmm.
Or in a band.
Yes, exactly.
Mm. All right, yes. Take care. Enjoy your Tuesday.
Thank you very much.
And, enjoy your event today.
Yes, see you tomorrow.
Okay, now, there we go. See, it's all happening, you know. There she goes, Yasmin. Off to enjoy herself today. Enjoy and learn as well. This is Dimash.
What can I do to make you feel secure? Remove all your doubts so that you know for sure.
Time it will be there.
time will reveal was the one from DeBarge. This one is Nelson, and I Can't Live Up Without Your Love. I'm just taking a quick look at some of the items of the tech news this morning. Of course, Elon Musk has to buy Twitter, doesn't he? Well, apparently he has to buy it by Friday. Musk has only 4 days left for his $44 billion Twitter deal to go through, or he's headed to court. The deal is expected to close, but the pressure is officially on for Musk and his lawyers. So there we go. Reflections. Reflections of my life. Going back in time with Marmalade.
The changing of sunlight to moonlight, reflections of my life. Oh, how they fill my eyes.
The greetings of people in trouble, reflections of my life.
Oh, how they fill my eyes.
FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Cuidemos juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
I'll tell you what, I've got some more good advice for you here. Always good advice on The Breakfast Show. Sending money. Now, a lot of you have to send money to friends and relatives and or perhaps co-workers that are traveling or whatever. Send money. Well, you can send it around the world, who with our friends at Western Union. Now, you can do it by visiting their agencies, or you can now do it through their online app. But what is even better, you can even start doing it on the app, and then you go and pay at one of the agencies. So you get a lot of the work done first, then go along and pay. Because it's all about money transfers that work for you. That's our friends at Western Union. Time on The Breakfast Show, if you keep an eye on the time, we're about 12 and a half minutes right now, and that's after the hour of, that's the hour of, I'm just going to check because I've got to go. It's after the hour of 9 o'clock. Hi, this is Jerry D from The Breakfast Show, and I want to share with you a change that will take place from the 7th of November. As you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, we changed our program start time to 6 a.m. from 7 a.m. Well, from Monday, the 7th of November, we will be going back to our 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. timing. The content of the programme will change very little, and we will still be there to start your day The Breakfast Show way.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
It's about an old couple who live in a flat in Amsterdam in Holland. The old man is a bit shell-shocked. Or maybe he's, as we say down in Carrick, he's just away with the fairies. But he wanders off down by the canals of Amsterdam in the morning, shouting at the captains of the barges and the tugboats as they pass by. He thinks he knows them all from his youth in Rotterdam. But as the day wears on, he can't remember who he is or where he is or how to get home. And his old wife, Margaret, has to go and find him. I'm very fond of Margaret. She brings him back through the cobbled streets of Amsterdam. And in the cold of the evening, she puts a little whiskey in his tea to warm him up and cheer him up. If I could find a woman like that, oh, if I could find a cup of tea like that. Yeah. Lovely chorus to it if you want to sing it nice and soft with us. It says, let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret, me. It's called The Dutchman. The Dutchman's not the kind of man to keep his thumb jammed in the dam that holds his dreams in. But that's a secret only Margaret knows. When Amsterdam is golden in the morning, Margaret brings him breakfast. She believes him. He thinks the tulips bloom beneath the snows. He's mad as he can be, but Margaret only sees that sometimes. Sometimes she sees her unborn children in his eyes. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. The Dutchman still wears wooden shoes, his cap and coat are patched with love, like Margaret's old age.
Sometimes he thinks he's still in Rotterdam. He watches tugboats down canals and calls out to them when he thinks he knows the captain. Till Margaret comes to take him home again. Through unforgiving streets that trip him though she holds his arm. Sometimes he thinks that he's alone and he calls her name. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the cider sea. Long ago I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. The windmills swirl the winter in, she winds his muffler tighter. They sit in the kitchen. The tea with whiskey keeps away the dew. He sees her for a moment, calls her name. She makes his bed up, humming some old love song. She learned it when the tune was very new. He hums a line or two, they hum together in the night. The Dutchman falls asleep and Margaret blows the candle out. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the cider sea. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. Sing once, miss. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the cider sea. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me.
That's a lovely song. It's been covered by many, many, many people. But that version is one of my favourites. I love the explanation at the beginning. It's called The Dutchman. It was a song written by Michael Peter Smith, and that was back in 1968, and popularised, in fact, by Leon Clancy, Brendan Grace and Steve Goodman. Now, at the time that Smith wrote the song, he'd never actually visited the Netherlands. And the song is about an elderly couple living in Amsterdam, Margaret, and the title character, the unnamed Dutchman, is senile. And Margaret cares for him with a sadness over what has happened to him over the years. And it's a story of unconditional love. One of the most notable and successful versions was, by the way, recorded by Irish comedian and entertainer, a guy called Brendan Grace. But I do love that version, the Clancy's. And it's called The Dutchman. Very good morning. Let's say very good morning to Christopher. Christopher Bowman. Good morning to you, Christopher. Good to hear from you, as always. It says, hello, Jerry D, Yasmin, and listeners. May we please hear Young Americans by David Bowie.
Have to die for the 50.
your President Nixon. Do you remember the bills you have to pay, or even yesterday? You ain't a burper, you ain't a horser, a first got a carry and a lady got a Chrysler. Black's got the stagger, white got a soul trainer, mama's got tramps and look at your handshake.
I heard the news today, old boy.
I got a sweet and you got the feeling. Here's a romance who can say no more. Here's a woman I can suck on the door. Here's a retire that can help with that church singer. Here's a band that will write before they die. Make me break down and cry.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
After another, and what was the question, and why was
Go. That is Eklo and you and me. And time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, 27 minutes right now before the hour of 10 o'clock on 89.3 Cool FM. And it is time for me to introduce our guest on this part of the program, or we will. It's the Executive Director, Maria Lucia Aleman from the Mac Museum. Good morning to you, Maria.
Good morning, Jerry. Nice to speak to you again. It's been a while.
It has. It has been a while. And how are you?
Very good. Very happy to be here with you and your listeners.
Yeah, both of them are here. I tell you, I'm really quite... I didn't realize till I, you know, so got this. The Mac Museum is celebrating 60 years.
Yes, it's amazing. I mean, in 1962, this... project started with a group of artists and people that just wanted to get together and push forward culture and art in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
And 20 years after that, 1982, this Masonic temple that was in the American military bases became available.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to move the institute there and then change the name and the form of operating.
Mm-hmm.
A formal museum, and that's when we, the Museo de Arte Contemporáneo de Panama, was born.
And it's a lovely building as well. And I don't
yes.
know if anybody knows, when you actually drive on the main road going out there and you look up at the entrance, you've still got the Masonic sign above the entrance.
Yes, yes, there is. And inside the museum on the upper floor, the original lamps are still there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, wonderful. Lovely. And
yeah,
so
building.
You're going to be celebrating in a big way?
Yes, we are. We have many different celebrations, but the closest one is this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's our annual auction. And we're very happy to say that this year there are many artists from the very beginnings
mm-hmm.
of art history in Panama to the very recent digital and generative art with the famous NFTs that everybody's talking about. So we have a lot of formats, a lot of decades, and a lot of artists joining in the celebration to help the funding efforts of the museum, but also they benefit from this auction because half of the proceeds go directly to the artists.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. yeah, it's an important event for the sustainability mm-hmm. of the ecosystem.
Right. No, exactly. Exactly. So, that's wonderful.
Yes, we're going to be celebrating this Thursday in Costa del Este in the MMG Tower,
mm-hmm.
which is an office building, but there's this very special floor, the 19th floor, which is a completely vacant and left right after construction. They didn't do anything to it. So it has like the cement floors and the walls, very industrial. And then we decided to put this bright, amazing art. And the contrast is incredible. We had like a pre-inauguration last night and
mm-hmm.
everybody was completely stunned because they've never seen something like this in Panama before.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody can come and visit it today
mm-hmm.
free between 11:30 and 7:30. We actually have a collectionism speakers coming in today to talk about art collecting.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, but you can come during the day also and
mm-hmm.
start just to take a look at the venue and the artwork, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thursday is a big day, starting at 5 o'clock. There is a donation for the Thursday event because it includes, you know, some food and some drinks, and it's a whole venue.
Mm-hmm.
The donation is $50.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the honor to have a professional auctioneer that also auctions for Christie's International.
Really?
Yes, so we're really trying to do something very professional mm-hmm. for the benefit of the ecosystem.
That's absolutely amazing. And I tell you what, I love that you were talking about with the, if you like, the bareness of the premises, if it's new, like you say, with the concrete and that. I love that sort of industrial type of look, I must admit.
Yeah, it's a small little Biennale in Panama.
Mm. I tell you what, do you remember down at, on Via Israel, down by the power, there used to be a power station at the end, with the chimneys and everything.
No, unfortunately, I was gone 20 years from Panama.
Ah, okay. No, it's just that I remember I went to an event there. In fact, it was when they launched the Nissan Murano, the car.
Uh-huh.
And I went to the event and you went in and it was so, I mean, it was amazing, so industrial. And I thought to myself, I know what I want to do with this. I turn it into a discotheque.
Yeah, that's enough. Art and artistic venues always go with this industrial.
Mm.
Amazing contrast.
So that sounds wonderful. So this is Thursday. This is Thursday. The main event is Thursday.
The main event, yes, mm-hmm. Thursday.
Okay.
And then, well, also in the museum, we have two great exhibitions right now. We're closed this week for some repairs.
Mm-hmm.
We should be up and running by the end of the week. I don't know if you've been lately or recently to the museum.
I'm trying to think when the last time I went. It was a while ago, but not that long ago. It was a special exhibition that you had on. Well, you have them on all the time.
Well, we usually change them 3 times a year.
Yeah.
So this exhibition cycle inaugurated in August,
mm-hmm.
and it has two great exhibitions. One is a retrospective of Julio Sacrison.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the greatest artists with engraving and etching.
Mm-hmm.
He is a pioneer for sure in Latin America, and he had his first exhibition in 1963 in the museum.
Okay.
But then he left and went to Spain, and he made his life there and mm-hmm. lived there all his life. But last year, right before he passed away in December, we were in very advanced conversations because he wanted to leave a big body of his personal collection from his own work
mm-hmm.
And bring it back to Panama.
Oh, wonderful.
And he decided to MAC for the museum to be the receptor of this enormous and generous donation.
Oh, that's so wonderful, yeah.
Yes, so more than 400 artworks
wow.
Are now part of the collection of the museum.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a great exhibition showing all of these different types of formats, sculptures, paintings, documents,
mm-hmm.
photography
mm-hmm.
that are left behind. And this is an artist that was very, very much connected to Panama throughout his life. So in the artwork, you can see what Panama culture, identity, idiosyncrasy, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an exhibition that connects you to those unspoken or the intangible culture, you know.
Right, right.
It's a very, very rich exhibition, and I'm sure you would like it very much and enjoy it. And then on the downstairs we have on the first floor, we have part of his collection also, but then we have decided to dedicate the left wing of the museum to collections and exhibitions related to our collection.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we have a wonderful exhibition about graphic work and paper. And the museum started a very important graphic department with the Torculo, which is this big machine that actually came from a North American professor living in Panama.
Okay.
His name was Christy Sass.
Mm-hmm.
He was an artist. And we're not sure if she donated it or sold it to the museum, but she had brought it to Panama to teach and to work herself. And then I'm sure she left for some reason back to the United States, and she decided to leave it in the museum.
Oh, wonderful.
So we have the biggest manual printing, press for...
Really? Wow.
Yes, yes. And we're doing a lot of projects with it, with youth and with young artists.
Mm-hmm.
We have Mercantil also sponsoring an 8-week program for 10 artists for the second year. And we had a great project also with this Torculo with Funda Morgan, which brought also 10 young students to talk about their human rights and their difficulties because of their age to access to them.
Okay.
And they produced some pieces to talk about it. So this is becoming a magnet again, like it used to be in the late 70s when Christy Sass gave this to the museum.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's amazing.
A lot of stories.
Yeah, no, I mean, exactly. And I mean, and over the years, I mean, you must have been sort of building up quite a collection of your own. I mean, where do you keep it all?
Well, actually, the collection now has over 1,000 pieces now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was in the museum until last year. And now we took it to a very professional place in Panama Pacifico with a company called Todo Logistics, which specializes in artwork handling and conservation and storage.
Oh, wonderful. So it's well kept, yes.
It's very well kept, the right conditions and controls. But also moving it outside of the museum opened up this amazing space on the upper floor called La Bóveda.
Okay.
We do a lot of independent art projects with younger artists or sometimes collectives that sometimes are hard to include in the exhibition agenda that we have in the institutional, mission, but that's very, very important and that are doing very direct contributions for the growth and strengthening of the artistic ecosystem in Panama. So I would love to have you there and show you myself.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, that would be lovely. That would be lovely, definitely. And too, it's funny because you were talking about, printing and so on. My wife and I, we went on a vacation this year, and one of the places we went to was Mainz in Germany. And we went to see the Gutenberg printing press, going all the way back to, was it 1455, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yes, it's amazing. And I mean, these are techniques that sometimes start losing protagonism, especially, in the contemporary art field, you have all this very interesting and attractive formats for younger artists, like, digital art, video, performance, photography, installations that are also very important. But many of these artists had never worked with etching, and they are actually absolutely thrilled to be learning and, introducing their work. And sometimes doing these translations or bridges between other formats. So this Torculo allows us to do, printing in wood, engraving in wood, acrylic.
Mm-hmm.
Even there is an artist that tried with glass. Linoleum. I'm not sure.
It's funny you should mention that, because I was just thinking the same thing. I remember as a kid, we used to do the lino. Cutting out the lino for the for the printing and I was just going to ask you whether that sort of art, if people were still sort of indulging in that kind of art.
Yes, and these artists that hadn't tried it before, They are very, I mean, they can't stop coming. They're scheduling hours off the workshops because they want to come. I think we're going to be offering in December, like open to the public. And then in the summer, we also want to open some courses for the, mm-hmm. for the public because there's so much interest now, with this exhibition and with both of these exhibitions, actually. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. They're interesting to see it come alive again
sure,
after 40
sure.
years.
Yeah, no, I remember another tub we used to. They used to do it with a thin sheet of copper. And what you would do is you would sort of sketch on there your design. But then what you would do is you would press it out. And you would make it in, it would come out as like a 3D picture.
Oh, yes, I see.
You know?
We actually, on the second floor of the exhibition of Julio Sacristán, we have the plancha, I am sorry.
Uh-huh,
I can't remember how you say it, but we have like the negative and then the printed in paper.
Oh,
right,
yeah, yeah.
Because people are like, oh, well, so this is how it looks like, you know. Yeah.
I tell you what, I'm learning a lot. I tell you who we had in the studio the other week. We had Eduardo Navarro in here.
Oh, yes, yes, he's a great artist.
Yeah, and it was interesting talking to him about, you know, well, you know, not just his art, but his sort of thought process and you know, how you get the ideas and sort of thinking out of the box, and it's really, really interesting.
Yeah, we have a lot of programs with artists and even we have speaks, like art speaks, and mm-hmm. with part of our public programming, so... We try to do a good balance for the different audiences that come to the museum mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. offer not only the professional artists that also come to the museum, perhaps seeking opportunities to learn new techniques or exchange with other artists. But then we have to look also at the, you know, the cultural audience, people that just love to be around art in the museums. But then mm-hmm. also the families, you know, that come to the museum because they're looking for their children to be in contact or to share
right.
an experience
mm-hmm.
together.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always, you know, doing this very precise matrix, I would say, of activities that cater to the different audiences that visit the museum.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's wonderful. No, I mean, there is so much. I mean, you mentioned earlier on, was it they call it these NFTs?
Yes.
Yes. I can't get my head around.
Well, what it is, I can tell you a little bit about it. I'm not an expert, but what it is that... the artist program through a computer some code
mm-hmm.
and what comes out is something that they can control sometimes and sometimes they cannot control.
Mm-hmm.
There are different types of programming, and when they can control it, they can also do a lot of changes to saturation, color, texture.
Mm-hmm.
And the NFT is actually the certificate that makes sure that this is an original artwork. And that there are not many more reproductions.
Okay.
So the NFT mm-hmm. is not the artwork itself. A lot of people...
That is the authenticity, I guess.
Exactly. But uh-huh. the art, and the type of art is digital art, but digital art has been around since computers have been around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there's been like a big burst because it has democratized a lot, and also... many people that did not consider themselves artists because they didn't have maybe like painting or sculpting skills,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but they were professionals maybe from the computer science field, or they were designers.
Mm-hmm.
And they now are doing this, and there's a lot of more people having access to creating this, and the platforms that have come up are very collaborative.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is a new type of working artist communities that are, I think, very in tune with what is happening in the world in general.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it's very interesting. I mean, a lot of museums are researching and other institutions to understand, you know, how to dialogue or include this in their exhibitions or in their collections. But this is a new field
mm-hmm.
to develop.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of investigation to do also.
Wonderful. And tell me, Maria Lucia, what about photography?
Well, photography has been around, you know, for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I draw a parallel because when photography started being presented as an artistic format, there was a lot of resistance from many institutions.
Really?
Yes. At the very beginning, you know, art was only painting and sculpture. New format, you know, sprout, and they not necessarily at the beginning are embraced immediately. So I think that it would be similar with generative art, because not all the museums are, you know, being open about it, and some galleries commercialize it, others don't. Some collectionists buy it, others don't. There are collectionists that only are in this field. So, but yes, photography was also a format that had its resistance at the beginning. But eventually, now I think that almost every art museum in the world has.
Absolutely.
So.
It's, I mean, it's because it's like everything, isn't it? It's like with if somebody does a painting, they're putting their interpretation onto the canvas, and it's no different with a camera. Everybody can take a picture, but who can take something which is their perception and looks at something in a different way?
Exactly. You know? And I mean, the generative artist, it's similar. I mean, it's a code that it's just regenerating. That's why you see these images changing. Very interesting. And we have a couple of Panamanian artists that are doing very, very well internationally with this type of art. And they're actually in the auction. They're our production and their pieces are being part of the auction also.
Wonderful.
So, and they're doing great, and they want to give back. One of them has sponsored a creative coding workshop for young artists in the museum.
Okay.
Because he wants other artists with access to these tools and this know-how and you know, help them produce and be part of this community.
Oh, well, I can turn my computer on. I don't know if that qualifies for anything. And so, I tell you, because we've just got a couple of minutes, I want to just remind everybody, because you've got some events today, haven't you?
Yes. We have an art, a conference about collectionism at 5:30. And, well, we're open since 11:30. The space is open since 11:30 in Costa del Este, so you can come and visit it. And then on Thursday, well, it's the big day, starting at 5 o'clock. So we hope to see as many people as we can. It is a great experience. It's something very different that you don't see every day, for sure. So, looking forward at 5:30 today. At 5 o'clock today, there's a guided tour. There's a guided tour at 5 o'clock, and then at 5:30, we have the conversation with. There's going to be three collectionists. One is from digital art, actually. Another one is in his. He's part of our board. He's the president of our board. He's a very important collectionist internationally as well. And then we have La Colección Narbona. We're going to have the representative. Marcelo Narbona was a very, very important patron of the arts. And he contributed immensely through the making of his collection to the sustainability of art in the last decade. So we're going to have this great panel, and it's going to be a very interesting talk at 5:30.
All right.
After the guided tour.
Okay, and we're going to have this on our website today as well, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. And look, I mean, congratulations, 60 years. I shall look forward to being there for the next 60.
Ah, yes, and I hope to see you soon in the museum. I know we said the same thing last time, but I'm going to make sure to follow up, because I would love you to see the museum in person and show you around.
No, I'd love to. I'd love to, because I'm also quite interested in the building itself, because that's got a bit of history.
A lot of history.
Yeah. So I'd love that. That would be really nice. We'll sort that out. Look, Maria Lucia Aleman, Executive Director of the Mac Museum. As always, thank you so very much. Keep up the great work. It's a great place to go.
Yes, thank you so much. And we have all the text in Spanish and English, the QR codes as well. I forgot to say that's very important for people that feel more comfortable.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Our text of the exhibition that are in the reception are in both languages. We have an activity for kids in the reception that, or for any age also, that is in both languages as well. So we're doing a lot of bilingual of things, and I think that's important to mention it, especially in the conversation with you.
All right. Well, thank you so very much, Ray Lucia, and well, I'll see you soon at the museum, I hope.
Yes. Take care, and thanks for having me.
Anytime. All the very best. Take care now.
Bye.
And there we go. That's our big thanks to our guest. Again, that's the executive director, Maria Lucia Aleman from the Mac Museum. Lovely to speak to her again. And do pop on, it's an amazing exhibition they have there. Right. So again, big thanks to Maria Lucia. Big thanks to, yes, Lala's awake. Big thanks to Yasmin, as always, here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing all our background work, all our social media and everything like that, and our appointments. So thank you. And also a big thank you to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, getting ready in a big way for Halloween. My co-producer, Neil Danby, over in the United Kingdom. And as always, to the boys and girls of Grupo Grado, who keep us up and running. And, of course, Lala the Parrot. You've got to chuckle, haven't you? And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us on The Breakfast Show. It's always nice to know you're out there. We'll be back with you, of course, at the same time tomorrow, 6 o'clock in the morning. And, well, just please remember whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 6 o'clock tomorrow. Do it carefully, because what do I want to be doing tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.